Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
The yeas are 74, the nays are 20. The motion is agreed to.
All right, were you panicked? Did you think that was some kind of an impeachment vote? Of course not. It's just an inquiry, so calm down. The testimony continued, if you will. But that was the Senate rolling forward on what is, of course, our budget. Yes, the budget, lost in everything else that is happening, is going, gone. And that's a good thing because, you know, you look and see at how time is all of a sudden ratcheting up because we're at the holidays. Hey, everybody, Kate Delaney. What else is ticking besides impeachment? We're actually going to talk about a few other things as well. But there were a couple of big witnesses on the Hill today who were once again not the big dog, and the big dog, of course, being John Bolton, but they were there connected and in the middle of what's happening related to this situation surrounding the July 25th phone call between the president of the Ukraine and the president of the United States, and what will ultimately this mean for these United States of America and you, my friends, because it is your taxpayer dollars at work right here while all of this is going on. And Republicans are saying that this is entrapment and that this is highly exaggerated, etc., while the Democrats are saying, listen, it's there, it's not hearsay, and no matter which place you turn, you can find evidence that is showing us that. I'm simplifying it because I could get, you know, down and mixed into so much of the conversation, and you can hear that conversation in the background. But it's hours and hours and 2 weeks and massive amounts of documents and testimony and all of that. So Republican lawmakers on the Hill are working with the White House to prepare for what they say is the likely Senate impeachment trial. Nobody's saying it out loud, but this is happening in the background. And it's all focusing around the idea that allows Democrats to lay out their evidence, you know, might be the best course of action to protect the president. That's supposedly what the deal is. Lawmakers are discussing that Republicans should allow Democrats to make their case, with a timeline of the 2 weeks being thrown out as a potential estimate for how long that process could take. But who knows? That's not written in stone. The Thursday meeting included the White House counsel, a group of Republican senators that included Mike Lee of Utah, John Kennedy from Louisiana, Lindsey Graham from South Carolina, Tom Cotton from Arkansas, Ted Cruz from Texas. And they were speaking about how this Senate trial should be conducted if the House votes to impeach the president. And this was more like a, I guess, listening mode meeting. It didn't get a lot of coverage, although there were some things written about it. And there were discussions on how to deal also with the whistleblower whose complaint, of course, launched the impeachment inquiry in the first place. Republican lawmakers argued that the White House shouldn't fixate on the individual or even push for them to be called to testify. That's where that is. In the meantime, the focus for the impeachment inquiry on the day surrounded especially one person, Fiona Hill, a former White House advisor on Russia, and David Holmes, a senior staffer at the U.S. Embassy in the Ukraine. They were the two that testified, and Hill pretty much said, she did say that she could see the tension with John Bolton over some things that had happened surrounding the word investigations, because that's what they keep calling it, investigations. And Hill pretty much kind of answered what the hearsay back and forth tug of war that's been volleyed about on the Hill. She kind of answered that question because, you know, she talked about that in her role, she was there and connected to Sondland and said that Gordon Sondland, who was the ambassador to the European Union, was pretty upset about her role in the administration, about her superiors, about the president. She said, she said that she was frustrated, but she was very, very steady and just, you know, answered all the questions that were thrown her way. She said that about the situation, that she said she predicted would end badly, is what she told Sondland. She said he was being involved in a domestic political errand and we were being involved in a national security foreign policy, and those two things had just diverged. She said, I had not put my finger on that at the moment, but I was irritated with him and angry with him that he wasn't fully coordinating. And she said to him, Ambassador Sondland, I think this is all going to blow up. And she said, here we are. It all blew up. And that was the gist of it. And then she talked about Rudy Giuliani and the fact that it was basically a hand grenade that he was in the middle of what was happening with him, with the, she didn't mention the two, I call them the thugs, but the two thugs that were in the middle of what was happening in the Ukraine, and then the pressure for these investigations into the Bidens and the Ukrainian president. This is obviously the heart of all of this, and the president is saying that they couldn't possibly know what the phone call said, and that there is no impeachment, but in the meantime, they're definitely getting ready for what will happen in the Senate. I say this every single time I'm on the air. The bottom line is, if you're looking for what is the outcome of what's happening, the outcome most likely is that the president is not removed unless Republicans go in a different direction, because you weight the amount of Republicans in the Senate, and we know what the numbers are, and then you look at the House, and you even have Democrats who have not publicly said even whether they'll vote for impeachment. But is this must-see TV? The numbers have shown that people are watching it and are interested in it. I said this before, this is your taxpayer dollars at work. This is the leader of the free world. There are a lot of people talking about it. But is it another one of those, what I call, ring around the political rosy, where the idea seems as though, oh, yes, there's this evidence, and look at Benjamin Netanyahu, and he's being taken down in Israel for bribery and fraud and a couple of other things that he was indicted on. But this is a different scenario, and it comes down to our process. And this is only the fourth time we have ever even been through this process. So does this president survive, thrive, and win another election? Or is this curtains for him when it comes to the election process? Even if he survives this unscathed, we have an unofficial poll going. I've got some of those results. I'm going to hit those up next. Hang with us.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes, for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
We can all agree these are troubled times, right? So do you know who's on your wireless network? Whether it's a big company selling your data or a foreign hacker, if you're not protected, everybody sees your information. That's why you need Flash Routers, a custom Wi-Fi router created for privacy. Flash Routers uses a virtual private network, or VPN, to protect your online activity from hackers, trackers, and large corporations. And not just one, but all your devices with one out-of-the-box setup. Plus, Flash Routers also enhances your wireless network performance and unlocks powerful router management tools to let you take total control of your network. Call or click Flash Routers today at 1-866-509-5817 or flashrouters.com. That's 1-866-509-5817 or flashrouters.com. Protect your wireless home network today with Flash Routers.
Shot at in Mexico, 100 drinks at a well-worn bar with some shady-looking characters in Vegas. Riding a bike from Dallas to Seattle on a bet? Scribbling the words dungeon on a napkin while two passengers next to you on a plane wonder, what the heck does that mean? I'm Kate Delaney, and what does this have to do with my success? And why do you care? It's part of my journey that I want to share with you in my new book, Deal Your Own Destiny. Luckily now I can laugh at some of what seemed like utter disasters at the time. Can any of you relate? That's exactly what you'll discover by reading my book. I picture you on a boat, beach, or relaxing in the backyard, laughing out loud until you rupture your spleen, well, hopefully not, while pulling out some seriously rare and secret stuff. Doesn't matter what you do or where you are right now, anyone in any walk of life can use what I learned in my years of crisscrossing around the United States pursuing my dreams. So what do you want to get out of life? Happiness? Contentment? Why are you here? Pick up my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, at Amazon.com.
Things that popped up on my radar screen and probably yours too. As you know, I dive into other things that happen around the country that we're talking about. I think the focus of the show is you, me, and everybody in between. We know we all have different opinions, politically speaking, right of right, left of left, somewhere in between, no labels, tired of the labels, independent, used to be this, used to be that. I mean, I hear that from more people than you can imagine. I'm going to leave you with one last thing. Here is what Fiona Hill, she's trying to boil down all this gobbledygook from you from earlier today. Here's what Fiona Hill had to say that I think was the big pullout of the day.
I'd asked if there was anything that we could do about it. And Ambassador Bolton had looked pained, indicated with body language that there was nothing much that we could do about it. And he then, in the course of that discussion, said that Rudy Giuliani was a hand grenade that was going to blow everyone up.
All right, there you go. Rudy Giuliani's a hand grenade that was going to blow everyone up. I think Rudy G is the one that takes a big, giant fall. He, of course, has lawyers. He is a former lawyer, as you all know. And what will come out of this will certainly surround Rudy Giuliani. I would be stunned if there's nothing that sticks to him. And I mean really sticks to him. And she said it there. She was talking about the investigations, because what the president said is Rudy handles it. Let Rudy talk to Rudy. Talk to Rudy. That's what kept coming up again and again and again. And she just verified that. All right. We move on to what I said is part of the other discussions that are going on. Anytime we see something that happens with a plane, we all take a pause. But especially when you see video of a plane's engine starting to spit flames mid-flight, that gives you a really big, big pause. And there was somebody that was on the plane sitting next to his little girl. It was a Philippine Airlines flight headed for Manila from L.A. at airport there, the big airport, LAX. And as soon as they took off, there was this possible engine failure shortly after the takeoff. So they circled back down. This was a big plane, of course, and got down, luckily, and got all the people off of the flight and had the hoses out. That is the good news there, but it's pretty scary to see it. And it's that moment where you think, if you're on that plane and you're hearing that pop sound and you're watching that, what would that moment be like? How frightening would it be, right? My grandmother used to say we're all stamped with expiration dates, and so why focus on that? But when you're in a terrifying situation, you're not thinking about expiration dates in that sense. You are thinking, holy God, please. You are saying every prayer and thinking of everything you possibly can say. Get this plane on the ground. And especially when you see in the video, this is radio, picture a gorgeous young little girl, whole life in front of her, and the father wasn't shooting the engine because he saw the engine. He was initially shooting her, and then that happened, and his camera phone, obviously the ability to grab that video was there, and he had that, just moved on to that, and that was pretty scary. A couple of other things that also are popping up on the radar too, and that includes this, that there are two big storms that could get in your way of your Thanksgiving, because here we are, this time next week will be Thanksgiving, gobble gobble, and happy Thanksgiving if nobody said it yet, because we're almost there. But according to AAA, 50 million people are expected to hit the roads, rails, skies, you name it. Two big storms might slow your roll. Yeah, two big storms. And we're talking, of course, the Northeast is embroiled in the middle of that. The Midwest also there. If I were going to put on my weather cap, low pressure is pushing east of the Rockies on Tuesday. Then a quick round of snow to the plains. Then it strengthens, jams up over the Midwest where the main aim will be. Chicago has rain on Tuesday afternoon, then snow. Snow should be out by Wednesday morning. Wisconsin, Michigan, heavy snow. And then you've got temperatures from 5 to 15 degrees. So much of the Midwest is going to have some nice highs, but not those areas. And Thanksgiving, it should be pretty dry. But getting there before Thanksgiving is what the key thing is, because so many people travel on Wednesday and so many other people travel on Tuesday. And I don't know if you get up early. I get up early and I watch the Macy's Parade. I will not be there. I will be in a much warmer climate. But the Macy's Parade, the temperatures will be a little bit chilly. So you may see people bundled up and you can see their breath probably right in front of them. They say when it starts out, the parade, it would be in the low 40s and the winds would be up to like 15 miles an hour. But look, this travel thing, it's the second highest number of travels in at least a decade. They're predicting an increase, AAA is, of 1.6 million travelers compared to last year. People are driving. And why do you think that is? Because of lower gas prices. And Wednesday is congestion day, so beware in your hood, wherever it is, whether it's, even if it's small rural area, you know what that still can be like. I love when people say, well, I live in a small town, and then you try to drive through that small town. Austin, Texas used to be a small town. And of course, they're building a billion-dollar facility there and adding a bunch of jobs. Apple is, but the road situation is terrible. It's not like driving in a small town. So, of course, Atlanta, Los Angeles, New York, Boston, Houston, San Francisco, I mean, they're going to see three times the normal traffic on Wednesday. But don't think because you live in an area that is supposedly a little bit smaller that it's not going to be as trafficked up as some of the bigger spots, because that would be a mistake to think that. And plus, you have everybody running around doing errands, right? You're getting whatever it is, eggnog, getting last-minute cranberries or something else that you got to throw into the mix for a turkey day. I mean, what makes a great turkey day? And we'll talk about that coming up in the beginning of the week. What is your favorite dish that you just really, really want? And that's the problem when you hop around for Thanksgiving. You have well-meaning friends and surrogate families, and of course you're grateful and you eat whatever's on the table. But I think the traditions, no matter how old you are, roll around in your head, and it's that certain kind of pumpkin pie. It's the way the turkey was made. It's the stuffing. It's the side dishes. It's the turkey itself. It's something that's not a turkey because you didn't eat turkey on Thanksgiving, whatever it is. And it's hard to, I think it's hard to replace that because you have this idea in your head of what you're, of what you're expecting, I guess, is the way to say that. If I were in San Francisco, I would not be expecting this, although because I've read this story and I'm aware of it, yikes. The city of San Francisco, they say, could be drawing on a new source of drinking water, and it's a recycled version of what's being flushed down on the toilets. And some of that water is already being served up, so the San Francisco Public Utilities building is very green, and you could say, yay, well, bravo. It opened in 2012, and for years they've been recycling their wastewater for things like flushing the toilets, and they're saying now that water can be consumed. I don't know. Do I want to know that? I'm just saying, is that my ignorance? Is that ridiculous to say that? Is this a great thing that they're recycling the water? I'm sure it is. I would actually love to see how they do that, but they got like 900 employees, and in the bottom of the buildings, in the bottom of the building, they have equipment that treats the wastewater. So this is how it works. It was fascinating when I read the story. The rain falls on the roof. Picture this. The rain falls on the roof. Water comes out of the bathroom that has been getting a first wash through the building's wetland system, they call it, and it can actually be seen in the lobby. Then it's carried over to the threshold of the drinkable, and they start with the recycled water, and that's the water that comes into the system. They put it through what they call ultrafiltration. Then they put it through reverse osmosis. That's the second step. Then they put it through the UV distribution. That's how they do it. Wow. And then they have another step, the distribution disinfection. And then it isn't tasted for safety, but they have a record of everything that comes out. The water is so stripped down by the time they're done, they would actually need minerals to be put into the actual water system. Isn't that fascinating? I don't know. Maybe I do want to know it. Maybe I don't. I think it's wild that they're doing it, and there's more places that say they're going to do the same thing. Stay with us.
Are you over 50? Would you like to get up to 33% more income in retirement? Then call now for this free book, Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers, from a leading financial firm on maximizing your income in retirement. That's right, free. This free book reveals little-known truths about annuities in simple-to-understand terms that will help you make the right choices before buying an annuity. And it's free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report summarizing the rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. That's right, Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling today.
800-932-1789. 800-932-1789. 800-932-1789. That's 800-932-1789.
Producers have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer. Increased income is possible using strategies suited to your goals and may require buying multiple annuities and holding them full term.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You USA Radio News with John Hunt.
Former National Security Advisor Fiona Hill said that U.S. Ambassador Gordon Sondland carried out, quote, a domestic political errand for Donald Trump. She also said that he was operating outside official diplomatic channels under direct orders from the president. Also, she was upset about the way Maria Yovanovitch was treated by the White House upon her exit.
I was very concerned about the circumstances in which her reputation had been maligned repeatedly on television and in all kinds of exchanges. I felt that that was completely unnecessary. And then on the second front, it was very clear at this point that there was a different channel in operation in relations to Ukraine.
Testimony from Hill and David Holmes capped an intense week in the historic inquiry. Hill, a former aide to then National Security Advisor John Bolton, sternly warned the Republicans and the president to, quote, stop pushing a fictional narrative that Ukraine, rather than Russia, interfered in the 2016 elections. This is USA Radio News.
Dish TV is better than cable TV. Why? Because you can save 45% on packages compared to your high-priced cable bill. Wow. Take those giant scissors out and cut the cable and save with Dish TV. Plus, you get a free DVR upgrade to record your favorite shows and free installation. And with Dish Anywhere, you can watch TV for free on your mobile device. Act fast. You can save hundreds of dollars. Does your cable company do that for you? I don't think so. Get all the best TV programming at your fingertips at a fraction of the price of cable TV. So say adios, arrivederci, goodbye to the high cable bill, and save up to 45% on Dish TV packages today. These are limited time offers and can change at any time. Call fast. 800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739.
We all hear the stories in the news. The good guy uses a gun to protect his family from criminals, and he's the one arrested. The legal system is not fair, and responsibly armed Americans are political targets. So here's how you can take a simple and rewarding journey to complete self-defense confidence. Simply text GCN to 87222 to discover how the USCCA can give you the training, education, legal, and financial protection you need to truly protect the people you love. Don't risk everything and leave your family vulnerable. Now it's time to prepare and protect yourself. So if you're ready to take your next step as a responsibly armed American, you're ready to truly become your family's ultimate protector. Text GCN to 87222. Discover your life-saving USCCA member benefits today. Again, that's text GCN to 87222.
Every time I think of you, I feel shot right through with a bolt of blue. It's no problem of mine, but it's a problem I find. Living a life that I can't leave behind. There's no sense in telling me the wisdom of the fool won't set you free. That's the way that it goes. It's what nobody knows. My confusion grows.
All right, I have to say this. As somebody who grew up on the East Coast, I can remember when the Vietnam Wall, I was a kid when it went up in D.C., and it had such a big effect on me. It really did. My mother took me to see it and explained to me, you know, why this was so special and so important. It was obvious to see when you saw people looking for names and crying and putting flowers down and et cetera. And it's these black granite walls, and then there's the names of more than 58,000 men and women who gave their lives or remain even missing. So the Vietnam Veterans Memorial is absolutely incredible, and you should put that on your list if you haven't been there. It had a profound effect, I think, as well on our next guest. His name is Bruce Robertson, and he's written a book that contains these great poems about freedom's wall. So, Bruce, thanks for joining us.
I'm sorry, what?
Thanks for joining us.
Well, I had, okay, you want to hear the poem about freedom's wall?
Yes, okay. let's hear the poem.
Okay. Like I said, my wife and I went over there to see it. My wife's passed away May 4th. And I went to see it, And I thought the same thing. Like, how many names are on? All these people died for me. Of course, I realized it wasn't just for me. I mean, you know, that's the way I thought at the time. But anyway, God asked me to write this, so I wrote it. Now, my talent is not mine, it's God's. And he just loaned it to me to use it for him. So this is what I wrote. Every name on Freedom's Wall is a hero, Richard Pry, who fought for peace and justice, who laughed, who wept, who died, who represented commitment, the greatest gift of all, there for everyone to see, etched on Freedom's Wall. Though they're gone to heaven, in loved ones' hearts they dwell, in memories they linger, in compassion they excel. They excelled in being heroes, answering freedom's call. Countless men and women now on freedom's wall. So give credence to these heroes who won us liberty, sacrificing everything just so we'd be free. Who took the final journey, giving us their all with honor and with spirit now on freedom's wall.
Wow. That's beautiful. And it's beautiful the way that you read that. And you talk about your wife and we're sorry for the loss of your wife, but it had such a profound effect on you as well. As I said at the beginning, the wall and her, obviously, and your words just seem to flow out of you. What was it like to put this together?
Actually, it came pretty easy. I've written a lot of stuff in my life. I actually write songs too and things like that. I've written a lot of stuff in my life, and I have found that if I have to struggle to write something, well, then it sounds struggle. But this Freedom's Wall was something that just came to me, that God gave it to me to write. It's just like that. So to me, that's what it was. See, I don't even take credit for it. I give that credit to Jesus, because he's the one that gave me the talent to write it. So I wrote it. And several people who have heard it really like it. And it really surprised me. I've recited it at memorials up here. And every time I recite it, well, there's always someone starts crying. And I realized I had written something pretty special. And so I went ahead, and people told me I should be writing a book about Freedom's Wall. So I wrote the book about Freedom's Wall. Now, the book was looked at, and whoever printed it out messed it up. And that's just what I was told by my son, because a lady from Gordon Publish sent a copy to my son, and he said she really messed up the words, and she's going to send it back and get it corrected. There's a lot of the poems in there about the wall and about the men and women who died so we would be free to do the things we do. And that is why I am doing this, to honor those people who have passed away, who even went unscathed and who are maimed, to let them know that there was somebody out there that really cares about them.
Wow. And you didn't serve in the Vietnam War, but did you know anybody who did?
Not in the Vietnam War, but I did know I have three uncles that was in the Second World War.
Wow.
One from my dad's side and two from my mother's side. And they told me quite a bit about that war. Now, actually, my son, my oldest boy, was over there in Vietnam and that area in the Navy. And he was stationed over there for a while. And so this is where I got a lot of it.
Yeah, so you were connected to that. And you remember the day that you saw the wall and what that feeling was like, all those names?
Well, I looked at it. Like I said, I looked at the wall and I thought, my God, how many names? At the time, I didn't know how many were on it. And I said, how many names are on this wall? Because all these people, these names, all these people have died for me. And everyone like me who cares about it for this country, so we can do what we're doing now. In a lot of countries, you can't do this. Well, in this country, you can. You're free to do whatever you want. And that's where I wrote another one. I can recite it.
Yeah, let's hear that.
America's not perfect. It goes, America's not perfect. It's flawed in many ways, but it's far from being second, and that's where freedom lays. You're free to worship Jesus or be atheistic bound. You're free to be agnostic or to meet in common ground. You can have your say in public without fear of persecution. You can love or hate each other. It's in the Constitution. It says we have the right to be heard at any time, to value one another, to say what's on our mind. No, America's not perfect, and that's okay with me. I guess it's just a part of having liberty. I, for one, am proud to be living in a land where you can struggle, you can fall, and still be called a man.
Wow, that's powerful. I like that, and I like the fact that you put everybody in there, and everybody has the right to choose. So when we look at Freedom's Wall, and we're speaking with Bruce Robertson, and people want to, they love these poems, and they want to get a copy of your book, how can they do that?
Probably have to go through the publishing company. We probably have to go through the publishing company, go to publish to get that. I think it's on Amazon. In fact,
Amazon. Yep, that's where you go. Amazon, that's what I thought. So we'll tell everyone to go to Amazon. Bruce, thank you so much for joining us.
Okay.
And what do you want people to take away from this?
I want them to take away that the love of this country is very special to all of us, to everybody to different extents. And though it's not perfect, and far from it, it's the best country in the world. And these men and women who have fought so we may be able to do the things that we do are very special people because they gave us the chance to be successful and to flourish in every way. And that's what I want people to realize, that there is somebody out here who really cares about them. And I think in some ways the soldiers who came back from Vietnam were probably mistreated in some ways, but they were very special to all of us. And if it weren't for them, like I said, we wouldn't be able to do these things that we're doing.
Yeah, that is absolutely true. And you can get a copy of Freedom's Wall on Amazon. It's there. You can pick a copy of the book up. Bruce, thanks again for coming on.
All right. Thank you very much for calling me, Kate.
Well, I have to say, I really loved those poems, and that's part of what led to having Bruce recite those poems for us, because he and I had a conversation, and it was so well done. He had recited one of them to me, and you think, and I'm really serious about this, the Vietnam Wall, of course I am, definitely had an impact on me, and it was built back in 1982. That's when, you know, the construction was going on, and then there was lots of conversations about the Vietnam Wall and all the other memorials we have, but we didn't really have a place to honor those in Vietnam. And you heard what Bruce said. So many came back and felt mistreated and felt like nobody cared. And this is a place where you really see so many families looking for names. You see people weeping and putting those flowers out that I mentioned, and it's really powerful, powerful. And I'll say it again, make sure that you put that on your list when you go to D.C. and you see any of the museums or memorials or whatever. And so I'm glad that we had the chance to talk about this. And thanks to all of you for listening to this hour of the show.
Cabo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Cabo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Cabo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at DrinkSuperTea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's DrinkSuperTea.com, 818-965-9113. DrinkSuperTea.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at HBExtract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. HBExtract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
We can all agree these are troubled times, right? So do you know who's on your wireless network? Whether it's a big company selling your data or a foreign hacker, if you're not protected, everybody sees your information. That's why you need Flash Routers, a custom Wi-Fi router created for privacy. Flash Routers uses a virtual private network or VPN to protect your online activity from hackers, trackers, and large corporations. And not just one, but all your devices with one out-of-the-box setup. Plus, Flash Routers also enhances your wireless network performance and unlocks powerful router management tools to let you take total control of your network. Call or click Flash Routers today at 1-866-509-5817 or flashrouters.com. That's 1-866-509-5817 or flashrouters.com. Protect your wireless home network today with Flash Routers.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Right, you have my attention if you work with political satire, especially when you do it well. And I found someone who is doing it well. He's written a novel called Executive Target. Pete Beyer is in our virtual green room, and he's the guest here on Author's Corner. Hey, Pete, how are you?
Very good, Catherine. Thank you very much for having me on your show.
Okay, here's what we got to reveal this, because this is radio. We got to paint the picture. I want everyone to be jealous right now of Pete, because you are there at the beach. And people don't understand that the beach in New Jersey is beautiful, right?
Well, I'm in Manasquan, and I'm actually about 150 feet from the beach walk in Manasquan, which is an asphalt path that functions as a boardwalk. So I'm every night or every morning taking a walk or a run along the Atlantic Ocean. So it's the off season, so it's not crowded, but all the restaurants and shops and bars are open. So it's the best of both worlds this time of year.
Yeah, good place to go. No question about it. Great place to write, too. So tell us about Executive Target. How'd you come up with this idea?
Well, Executive Target is a political satire. I'm certainly interested in politics, and I follow it, but I don't consider myself a political junkie. As a first-time author, I thought a political satire would be a good way to kind of get my name out there. and make something of a splash. And the book is written as a the general plot is that the president of the United States is subject to a blackmail plot by a progressive newspaper, and is also the subject of a concurrent but unrelated plot by a domestic terrorist group. And everything winds up and culminates in Phoenix. And the book takes place in the very near future. And a reviewer on Amazon says that the book obviously leans to the right, and it is. I'm a conservative person, and I poke a lot of fun at Democrats and progressives, but I also make fun of Republicans too. So it is a political satire that leans somewhat to the right, but there's enough in there for either side of the political spectrum to enjoy.
Yeah, and they say you write about what you know, and you said you're not a political junkie, but you follow it, and you obviously do. If people read the book, they'll see that. How'd you come up with these characters, though? Because that's the fun part, designing the characters and coming up with a plot.
Well, I'm from New Jersey, as you mentioned, and people from New Jersey who get this book and read it will recognize a lot of the personalities that I mentioned and the places that I mentioned. But in terms of the characters, I try to, in order to attract readers, I use a broad spectrum of characters. There's a black Secret Service agent. There's a evangelical minister from the South. There are Jews and Christians. There are straight and gay people. I mean, I cover a broad spectrum of people. So I hope that's one of the reasons that the book will be that people will be attracted to the book. And there's good and bad on both sides. There's sympathetic characters and not sympathetic characters. So there are four or five main characters, but there's a lot of less central characters who people will also be attracted to. And that's the purpose of... Go ahead.
What was the fun part about writing this? I mean, because I can tell you're juiced and jazzed about it. You got this down. What was the fun part for you?
Well, I found in thinking about this interview today, when you get the book, there's an epilogue that there are four brief sections of the epilogue that introduce four of the characters, four of the main characters. And then there's the last three or four chapters lead up to the culmination of the book, which occurs, as I mentioned, in Phoenix. And then there's a prologue that is two months after the ending of the book. And again, there's another description of the four main characters 2 months in the future. And I think it nicely ties up what happened in the book. And you can see who the winners were and who the losers were. And how much the winners didn't win that much and the losers didn't lose that much. But it's a political satire. It's not a book that there are people injured or maimed. It's not a book that's calling for a revolution in the country. It's not a book that's saying Trump should go to jail or that Bernie Sanders is a communist. It's a book that pokes fun at the political spectrum, and that's what I enjoyed about the book.
All right, you can pick up the book on Amazon. Executive Target is the name of it. We're speaking to Pete Beyer about his novel. So you know, you're a retired attorney. You decide you're going to write this book. As you said, it was your first foray into it. What do the people around you say about the book?
Well, I shared it with many friends, and I self-published in the sense that I hired a company that, when I finished writing the book in a Word document, I sent it to them, and they published the hard copy. They formatted the book for ebook distribution. But I've had to do a lot of the marketing, or some of the marketing myself, and I've hired a marketing company. But, of course, I've reached out to friends and relatives and people I played rugby with in college and law school, and people, my neighbors and so forth. And I've gotten very positive feedback from people on both sides of the spectrum. I mean, in northern New Jersey, Kate, I don't think you've been around in a while, but northern New Jersey is a largely Democratic part of the state. And even my Democratic friends have enjoyed the book. And I've gotten feedback from friends, and now I'm looking to get feedback from people who don't know me, which is part of the reason I'm on your show.
Yeah. Yeah, so more people can find out about the book. And, you know, you talked about what happens a little bit, gave us a taste of the story. And how'd you decide to wrap things up sort of in the desert?
Well, I've been to Phoenix several times, and I try to write what I know about, so I make reference to a specific park there. The president goes for a hike in a park out in the Phoenix area that I'm familiar with from hiking there on vacations with my family. And I thought Phoenix was just, although I, as I mentioned earlier, the president is from New Jersey. I make reference to New Jersey. There are characters from all over the country in the book. So I picked Phoenix as an area that I like to visit and that I could describe with some specificity because I've been there myself.
Yeah, what was more fun? What's more fun, being an attorney or writing this book?
This book is definitely much more fun. I was an attorney for over 30 years, and I enjoyed it. But I was in a small law firm where two of the attorneys had heart attacks and died.
Oh, oh!
One on a business trip, one right in the office, and one was my best friend. And one of them was 2 years older than me. One was 2 years younger than me. And I decided the firm closed down. And when I was deciding what I was going to do next, I had this book. I was actually working on the book back then. I'd spend, you know, a half hour at lunch or some time on the weekends writing down notes and drafts. But I decided to do this full time. I also do some web content writing for law firms. Working on this book throughout 2018 was the focus. And now the book was published in May of 2018,
yeah.
So we'll see what happens.
What do you hope people take away from reading Executive Target, your novel?
Well, this is a political satire. This is not a book that, and intentionally, it doesn't have an underlying message that we have to reform democracy in this country or we have to, you know, we have to solve the climate crisis in 5 years or we're all going to die. It's not a book like that. The book is meant to entertain. And I just hope that people find it humorous and they get a laugh out of it. And maybe it makes them think a bit. I don't think the book would appeal to people who are on the extreme edges of the political spectrum. But people who are in the middle, and the so-called experts tell us most Americans are in the middle, would enjoy the book. Whether you lean left or lean right, there's something in there for you. So I enjoyed writing the book with that in mind. And again, I'm not suggesting that we have to make changes today or we're all going to die. It's a satire, and it's meant to entertain people.
Now, that's a perfect place to end this and sum it all up. Pete Beyer, Executive Target, is the name of the novel. You can get it on Amazon and wherever great books are sold. Pete, thanks so much.
Okay, thank you for having me on your show.
Shot at in Mexico, 100 drinks at a well-worn bar with some shady-looking characters in Vegas, riding a bike from Dallas to Seattle on a bet, scribbling the words dungeon on a napkin while two passengers next to you on a plane wonder, what the heck does that mean? I'm Kate Delaney, and what does this have to do with my success, and why do you care? It's part of my journey that I want to share with you in my new book, Deal Your Own Destiny. Luckily now I can laugh at some of what seemed like utter disasters at the time. Can any of you relate? That's exactly what you'll discover by reading my book. I picture you on a boat, beach, or relaxing in the backyard, laughing out loud until you rupture your spleen. Well, hopefully not. While pulling out some seriously rare and secret stuff. Doesn't matter what you do or where you are right now, anyone in any walk of life can use what I learned in my years of crisscrossing around the United States pursuing my dreams. So what do you want to get out of life? Happiness? Contentment? Why are you here? Pick up my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, at Amazon.com.